A reading from John 1:40-42. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is, the Christ," and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter.
Now, we've been going through the period of preparation for the ministry, but now we enter a brand new phase where Jesus starts to collect followers. And this is an introduction to Peter, who is going to play a central role in the ministry of Christ and then to the world after Christ has been ascended. And so this is a very important verse and a very important time. This is one of the accounts of the disciples being collected and starting to follow Jesus. And what's so interesting here, we have found the Messiah, that is the Christ. There's a certainty there that is not seen in other parts of the story where people are questioning who Jesus is.
Yeah, there's a lot happening here, remembering that John likes this idea of giving testimony. And so Andrew now points to Jesus as the Messiah, making that strong declaration like you've noted. Peter becomes the most significant leader in the church in the beginning. He is used significantly by God at Pentecost. He remains the stable presence in Jerusalem. Luke will show us that things begin to shift to the Gentile world and Paul becomes important, but Peter is the one who authorizes Paul, and there's just so much happening through Peter. There's a great reminder here. Every Peter has an Andrew. There's someone who brings you to Jesus. There's someone who points the way and testifies, "I have found the Christ. I have found the Messiah. I found the one that you've really been looking for, even though you didn't know you were looking for him." And Andrew gets very little press in the scriptures, but the story can't be told without Andrew's presence and pointing the way to Jesus.
Now, we learned when we were in Israel that Peter lived on Capernaum, didn't he? Which is on probably the north shore of the Sea of Galilee. And they were fishermen, and they were relatively poor. But Capernaum was not not a small town. It was pretty large, and there was a lot of industry going on there. And Jesus is going to spend a lot of his ministry that we'll be tracking on an everyday basis through this part of the world. He's not from this part of the world, but his ministry really takes root in this part of the world.
And Andrew and Peter and others from Capernaum become significant in the telling of the Jesus story.